Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, so I know you feel the same as me, so I feel like the time has come that we all take a second, we all take a deep breath. That's right, do it with me like we're doing some yoga, and we're just going to say four words: I love Randy Orton. Don't know what the hell has happened to the man ever since he teamed up with Riddle to form RK-Bro, but not only is the act so damn entertaining, but he is having so much fun that energy comes out the TV screen, it hits me in the face. I'm like, man, Randy, you are the best, and it all becomes a little bit strange. And as you probably figured out, of course, Randy Orton was on tonight's episode of SmackDown, but does that mean it was any good? Or does it mean that it was pants, not Randy Orton's pants? I knew this would go bad. My name is Simon. What culture? Let's up those dials. So yeah, just to tie into the intro, RK-Bro are basically the cornerstone of WWE at the moment. They start Raw, they started SmackDown. And I'm all for it. Randy Orton also got this great reaction, including from me at home, going and making a bunch of noise, and he made his point very clearly. I want the Unification Tag Team title match, but there's no point going to the Usos, because they just listen to Roman Reigns. So how about it, Tribal Chief? Come out here and let's make the damn thing. As it turned out, though, we didn't get anybody from the Bloodline, because instead, here came Sami Zayn. He had a Bloodline t-shirt on and started addressing this straight away, where he said, look, you ain't from around here. You know, RK-Bro, I think I've gone on every single SmackDown since the start of the year, so let me tell you how it works. I'm the locker room leader. Everybody looks up to me, and nobody wants to see a Unification Tag Team title match, so why don't you go back to the Raw? And for the first time in a while, Mr. Zayn was not talking for me. Riddle didn't like any of this, though, so he said we should start calling him Zayn Rusty, because of the colour of his hair. Oh, I ain't gonna lie, this was like the lowest brow joke we have had in ages, but you can't fault it, you can't get mad at it, because within around about 8 seconds, all the fans were going, Rusty, Rusty. And when something works in wrestling, well, it worked. The problem, however, for Sammy is that he is not in a position to be able to control Randy Orton. So at one point, it looked like we were going to get Riddle versus Sammy, and if Riddle won, we would actually get the unification match. And then Zayn realized what he was doing. He bailed out the ring and goes, but we're not going to do it right now. When Adam Pearce magically turned up behind him and went, hullabaloo, we are going to do this match. And you know what? It's gonna happen right now. So Roman is not gonna be happy about this at all. The long-term storytelling here is excellent. And also at one point when Randy Orton was going, who else is sick of Roman Reigns? You audibly heard somebody in the crowd go, I am, I hate him. And that was really funny. All of this is getting up. And of course we weren't waiting around too, because then it was Sami Zayn versus Riddle. And you'll be surprised to hear, they had a really good match. It did get ruined a little bit, because instantly Michael Cole was like, well, actually, the outcome of this match doesn't matter and doesn't tie into the Unification Tag Team title program. So I was like, man, I'm actually being trolled by WWE as I watch WWE. But I soon forgot about that, because they had such a good back and forth. Riddle smacked Zayn in the face after Sami was trying to take things slowly. Although when Riddle went for the Broton, Sami Zayn was able to reverse that into her Luva kick. It didn't work, though, because he then got booted in the face, but then his best friend and biggest ally was here. It was the commercial break. when we were back from the advert, Sammy was back in control. Afterwards, they were tussling on the top, and I've already told you about this. It is the new fashion in wrestling, and Riddle actually wanted to hit a mega RKO, but Sammy just went no, and it pushed him off. Well, yeah, that'll do it. Once again, his follow-up failed, though, because he got kneed in the face, so Riddle was then going for Bro to sleep, and Zayn was like, no, I'm going to hit you with a Michinoku driver, and then he was trying to tease Randy Orton by going for his draping DDT thing. Riddle was like, don't you insult my friend. We threw him over the top to the bar. Riddle then remembered his best friend, so started doing a bunch of Randy Orton moves as all the fans went crazy, which is when Sammy was like, oh no, I think I'm going to be losing here. So he threw Riddle into Barry Barricade and tried to get him counted out. Clearly, Riddle had been watching everything that Sammy's been doing recently, though, because he got back in the ring, he hit the Bro Derek, and he just pinned him. I was like, oh man, where did that come from? Like, really, really fun. Roman Reigns had been watching this from his locker room too, and he could not believe this had happened. And the Usos were also here, and they're like, yeah, man, can't believe that those two insulted us as well. And then Roman kind of looked at them. Jimmy and Jay just froze. They're going to be killed. We also made sure to get one more over Sami Zayn, because when he was in the back, all like, oh, I can't believe I lost. Shinsuke Nakamura was there and just went, and laughed at him. It was quite mean. SmackDown then went potty, as is the WWE way. And it began with Ronda Rousey coming to the ring, and because Charlotte Flair has been written off TV with a storyline injury, I started to stroke my non-existent beard and thought to myself, well, I wonder what direction we're gonna go in. Ronda also had this great line when she went, Flair is a great champion, but now I'm the champion. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's how a 10-year-old would describe the situation. But given that she was always putting up her fisticuffs and wanted a fight, Rousey also wants to do the same. So we're gonna do an open challenge right now. Of all the people to answer to, it was Raquel Rodriguez. Who came out just smiling away. So I was like, oh no, she's a smiley baby face. Ronda Rousey is either going to kill her or it's going to end in a DQ. And this is really difficult for me because I don't want any of those things. But actually WWE went for option three. Because look, this was a really decent match where Rodriguez took Ronda Rousey, the SmackDown Women's Champion and former MMA superstar, and chucked her around the place. She was throwing it on her head. She was being all like, oh, I'm so damn powerful. If you can believe it, Ronda looked like she was in a little bit of bother. She was even going to get powerbombed at one point when she remembered, oh, I am in WWE. So she used the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment to get the win. But actually, when all was said and done, I thought to myself, that wasn't too bad at all. So the idea was that Rousey had to pull out all the stops in order to stop Rodriguez. And afterwards, there was like a handshake embrace moment. So it was like Ronda said, oh my gosh, we must watch this person going forward. So all things considered, WWE gave me a finish and Raquel Rodriguez looked really dominant. I mean, if she got the win, that would have been even better. But I am giving this the up because seriously, WWE made a decision and they stuck by it. Can't say fairer than that. We had to have some more manners before we were done. So Shotzi walked up to Adam Pearce in the back and was like, look, I was going to accept that challenge, so this is bogus. When Aaliyah appeared and said, oh, I'll tell you what's bogus. You locked me in the dressing room, so I couldn't answer the challenge. How dare you? However, if this starts a mini program between these two where we can actually build some new stars, then flub me sideways, we should do it. So I am going to be optimistically cautious. Sometimes WWE does like to forget about stuff, but also this would work for me because they'll be fighting over the fact somebody got locked in a room.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
It then turned out we are going to continue on this Madcap Moss versus Baron Corbin feud, but as we've been doing since day one, we kept it simple, stupid.
Kiss.
Moss started it by doing an interview where he made it very clear the fact he beat Corbin at the premium live event was the biggest moment of his career, and then he started calling him bald again. Now look, Madcap Moss, I am desperately trying to get behind you. I will cheer your name, I will support you, but you gotta stop coming after the non-haired folk. He then ran down his other goals, including teaming with Sasha Banks so they could be Madcap Boss. And I was like, man, we gotta stop saying things like this. But then he had a much better one in his pocket. He also wants to climb the ladder of truth and become Mr. Money in the Bank. And you damn right, my friend, aim tall. This is when Corbin did appear from nowhere, and this dude had death on his mind, because not only did he slam Madcap Moss with a steel chair, but then he then took the steel, he wrapped it around Moss's head, he got the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal Trophy, and he threw it down on this carnage. So there's no two ways about it. Madcap is no longer with us. We also did a stretcher job for Moss where Baron Corbin was there making jokes. I was like, man, that's kind of flubbed up, all things considered. But we can use this as a catalyst for change. When Madcap does come back, he can be all serious. We can call him, I don't know, Angry Alan, but just don't call him Angry Alan. Come up with something better. And it made me want to see more. And as ever, Happy Corbin is like the best person you could have in your promotion. He's like your utility man. You can give him whatever the fuck you want, and he will make it work. I'm enjoying all of this. Again, it just ticks the boxes, but sometimes that's all you need to do. Up. And then Sasha Banks and Naomi took on Shayna Baszler and Natalya for the Women's Tag Team Championships. I thought it was fine. Up. It also tied into the last few weeks because, of course, the bad guys have ruined Naomi's arm, so that was a constant source of attack here. At one point, Sasha Banks and Naomi just had to work together because Naomi was like, my limb, but you know what Shayna Baszler is like. She sniffed this out and she tried to rip it off. Sasha eventually did get in there and she made the tag to Naomi, and I was like, I don't think you should be doing that because she's got like a gammy wing. Shayna and Natty spotted that a mile away, so they tried to cheat, and I was like, oh no, they're gonna win by bad means. But they didn't do this because the referee saw it and said, look, if you do that again, someone's gonna be in trouble. This then built to the crescendo after this, and of course it ended with the most devastating move in all of sports entertainment. And I do have to stand here and tell you that for some reason over the last few weeks, WWE has gone way too crazy with this, and it kind of ties into the same time Xavier Woods went, this is now going to be my finish, so I don't get it. I mean, we're on the cusp of having to start downing them again because we are doing so many. Like, when you have the same finish multiple times on any show, you just fall into the law of diminishing returns. But like I say, the up stays, it was good. Ricochet then had terrible advice for Drew Gulak, because he found him and he said, Drew, last week it didn't go very well against Gunther, so why don't you find him now and try and get your revenge? I mean, no, 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 no. This worked because Drew decided that's a great idea. He went off, he found Gunther, who chopped him so hard, I actually heard his lung go, well, that's it, I'm out of here, because I no longer work. Seriously, you need to watch this. It could be the worst chop you will ever see in your life. So that's that. We have a new rule in life, which is never listen to Ricochet. This is when the New Day are out. New Day made me happy. And of course, it's continued the feud on with Sheamus and his cronies. And while this thing isn't lighting up the world, I do get something from it. Especially because this week, it was Butch versus Kofi Kingston. And I'm just doubling down on it now. I don't even care. I like Butch. Pete Dunne has embraced this. And Pete Dunne has decided, okay, well, it may not have been my dream as a kid, but I am going to give my all to it. And it's worked. I'm in. I also assumed that Kofi was going to win. Because of course, last week, Sheamus and Ridge Holland won the tables match. But we ain't doing 50-50 here. Because just as Kofi Kingston looked like he was going to get the victory, Ridge Holland was on the outside going, distraction, distraction, because he plays too many RPGs. So Xavier Woods walked out to him and said, would you stop this? Sheamus then appeared. He bro-kicked Xavier. He then got on the apron. Kingston was like, man, you're so annoying. Would you go away? And when he turned around, Butch hit the bitter end. And he got the 1-2-3. Butch also just flew off afterwards, like somebody had let him off his leash before he did return. So I suppose he is a little bit like a dog who has finally understood who his owners are. I am massively interested to see what we're going to do with this. Because it doesn't seem like Big E is coming back anytime soon, and I really hope he is okay. So the New Day surely need a third person. I shall keep my eye on it. Obviously, it's my job. Sami Zayn was then back because he was begging Paul Heyman, please, please, trust me. Don't make Roman Reigns find out about what I've done. I love him. He's my friend. He's my best person in the world. I will do whatever he wants. And in a kind of creepy way, Paul Heyman was like, don't worry about it. Roman really likes you and all this is going to be fine. So if you're a friend of Sami Zayn, I have bad things are coming. This did set up our main event angle for the evening. And of course, it was situated around the tag team titles. I mean, what else? The Bloodline took around about 72 years to get to the ring when Roman Reigns got on a microphone. He was like, hey, everybody, you know how this works. After a pay-per-view, I tell you who's going to be next. But there ain't nobody else. I've smashed John Cena. I've smashed Brock Lesnar. I am done. I have beaten the game. He only said this, though, because he wanted to have a cool segue, because then he was all like, I tell you who do have some opponents, though. These Usos standing behind me. That's in the form of RK-Bro. As they had been called out, Randy Orton and Riddle did appear, and once again, Orton was having none of this, and he made things very clear. He was like, look, me and my friend with long hair would like to take on the twins, and we want to do it with all the gold on the line. So for the love of everything, can we just make it happen? So it did. Next week, SmackDown, Usos versus RK-Bro, the winners becoming the unifying tag team titles. This also set up an ace moment where Riddle just kneed Roman Reigns right in the face and it was like, ugh, and he legged it, but that really made me laugh. So there's nothing wrong with that. And what I presume is going to happen, we'll get the match next week. There will be some shenanigans, because of course there will be. It's WWE. But we have a Hell in a Cell just around the corner. So if you then do RK-Bro versus the Usos for all the belts in the damn cell, I am going to be a happy man, and it's getting it up. Which brought us to the end of what you can see, I thought was a very well put together SmackDown. Just because it didn't get any downs doesn't mean it was the best show ever, but everything WWE needed to achieve, they achove. That's not a word. I'm giving it up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.